Okay, today is Daf Chaf Tes. We are on, I'm not sure where we're up to, probably Chaf Tes somewhere, at the top of Chaf Tes. We're going to go back to the two dots on Chaf Ches on the base, just to get the flow. So, it said like this. The Mishnah said, the two dots, Harei Nitios Ha'elu Karbon. If someone said these saplings should be, these plantings should be a Karbon, until I cut them off. So what was the halacha? What did the Mishnah say? Ein lehem pidyon. You can't redeem them. So, says the Gemara, l'olam? Forever? You can never redeem them? So Amar Bar Pada. Bar Pada said, no. What it means is, pidon chazaros, v'kadoshas. You redeem them, the redemption's ineffective. And it becomes re-kadosh. Pidon chazaros, v'kadoshas, it becomes re-effective. Ad sheik tatsu, until you cut them off. Right? However, niktatu, once you cut them off, podin pa'amachas, v'dayo. You redeem them, and then it's good. You have to redeem them. Why? That's what we said yesterday. Ula amar, no. Kivan she niktatu, once you redeem them, once you cut them, shuvein pidyon. There's no reason to redeem them. Why not? What? Exactly. So what does Barpada hold? On some level, they're still kadosh till you redeem them, even though you cut them. Okay, good. Why not? So someone asked that yesterday. What did we say about that? I don't know about that. Okay. Amalei Rav Hamnuna. So Rav Hamnuna says to Ula, right? Again, Ula held you cut them off, and you don't have to redeem them. So Amalei Rav Hamnuna Ula. Well, kedusha shebehen lehechan halcha. Where did kedusha go? Where did it go? How do you, they were kadosh, right? You, how did, where did it go, right? In other words,
the president goes into the
what?
The president goes into the pinyon. You normally
because Ula held, something can lose its kedusha by itself.
Right.
You really hold like that? Is that what you hold? That kedusha goes away by itself? Ma, what about the following? Ilu Amar Leisha, a guy says to his wife, Hayom at Ishti, today you're my wife, Ulumachar I at Ishti, and tomorrow you're not my wife. Me nafka below get? Does that work? Is that I'll marry you today, but tomorrow you're not going to be married to me. Does that work? Of course not. Of course it doesn't work. Right? Look at the rush. The first rush on the page. Mi nafka below get? The milsim is a pshitihi. It's pashit. The kivon denas is ishto. Once you make somebody your wife, ain't a yotza mimena below get. You cannot get rid of her without a get. You can't stop the marriage without a get. V'achi amar. Beparakamar garish. We said that over there. That's letting you get. Over there it was letting you get. A guy says, Hayom iyata ishti, ulamachar at ishti. Today you're not my wife, and tomorrow you're yes my wife. And here's the opposite. But it doesn't make a difference. Why? Given the paska, paska. Once you end, you end. Once you give her a get, she's not your wife anymore. You can't make her your wife again. Right? Who are denominated in Kedushin? Kedushin, same thing. Right? The makish havaya liyitia. Make a hekish. Going out to coming in. So once you can't do that by a woman. Today you're my wife, tomorrow not. So why by Kedusha, why by Kudshim should it be any different? Once you cut them off, where did Kedusha go? Ask from Nuna to Ula. Right? Amalei Rava. So Rava says, what kind of kasha is that? Mika medamis, kedushas damim, lekedushas aguf? You're comparing kedushas damim to kedushas aguf? What's kedushas damim? I donated that tree to be hektish. What is that? The tree's not a carbon. What is it? It's a donation. It's damim. It has kedushas damim. The value is kadosh. So why can't the kedusha go away on its own? A woman is kedushas aguf. I'm married to her. That can't go away on its own. So I can't say, today we're married, tomorrow we're not married. That you can't say. But kedushas adamim? What's wrong with that? Says Rava. Not only that, podit. Kedushas adamim paka bichdi. Kedushas adamim can go away on its own. How does it go away on its own? I chopped it down.
Right.
Why? Because I said, it's only kadosh as long as it's not chopped down. Kedushas aguf, lo paka bichdi. Kedushas aguf can't go away by itself. How could you not be married today? Today I'm married, tomorrow I'm not married. How can that work? Can I have myself? Says Rava, the whole kasha is not a kasha. Right? The whole kasha is not a kasha. Now, 1 second. I'm Amalei Abaya. So Abaya says, Abaya doesn't really disagree with Rava, but he says even stronger. What? Kedushas haguf lo paka bechti? Kedushas haguf? I hear your distinction if you'd be right. Kedushas haguf lo paka bechti? Kedushas haguf doesn't go away on its own? Listen to the following case. Vatanya. Remember, Brian says like this. Shar ze ola kol lamed yom. For 30 days, this animal is an ola. If you bring it within 30 days, it'll be an ola. La'acha lamed yom. If you wait 30 days, you schlep, then shlamim. Then it should be a shlamim. What's different? A lot of differences. Ola is kachim kachim. Shal is kachim kalim. Ola you can't eat. Kachim you can't eat. Ola has different requirements regarding zbikas adam. Shlamim different. So, what happened? You said it's an ola. After 30 days, you said it's a shlamim. Where did it right now, right now. One shot. Today, from right now to the next 30 days, it's an ola. If you bring it within the next 30 days, it has the status of an ola. If you wait 30 days, it changes to a shlamim. Where did the kedusha from the ola go? How can it change it to a shlamim? Right? Again, shar ze ola kol lamed yom ula achar lamed yom shlamim. So what's the halacha? Kol yamed lom ola ula achar lamed yom shlamim. For the first 30 days, it's an ola. And for the next 30 days, it's a shlamim. How'd that happen? Amai, why should that be? Kedushas haguf ninu. It's kedushas haguf. Upaka bichti. And it went away on its own. All good. Right? It's a kasha on Rava. Rava said there's a difference between kedushas haguf and kedushas adamim. Says Abai, it's not true at all. It's not true at all. Okay?
The other time going away.
What?
The other time going away.
The ola is going away. That's the question. It's going away. But we just said there's big differences between ola and shlamim. So 1 second. Let's ask the Ran, what about a wife? If kedushas haguf goes away by itself, which just proves it does, it's not going to be a wife can't go away by itself.
It says, what?
Okay. So? So? So?
So?
So that's the answer? So, let's look at the Ran. Ran says, Amalei Abaya, who Kedushas HaGuf, lo paka. Right? The Kedushas HaGuf doesn't go away by itself. Efshar, da Abaya de Kamakasha Hachi, Polignami argues, Usvirale, da Omele Isha, Hayom at Ishti, Ulamachar Iat Ishti. If a guy says to his wife, today I'll marry you and tomorrow not, da Lamachar Nafku Beloget, Abaya must hold that. And you can say such a thing to your wife. It might only be when you marry her. You can't just wake up one morning after 10 years of marriage. You know what? Tomorrow you're not my wife. I don't know if that would work. When you marry her, you give her a ring. However, Kadesh is lead today and not tomorrow. That might work because when you start, it's built in, right? But just like when you say to the animal, today you're an ola, tomorrow you're a shlamim. So it might work. That's the rounds for. That's the F share. No. Dinihi, it's true. The Sfirule Labaya, Abaya holds, the Filu Kedushas Aguf Paka Bichdi, the Kedushas Aguf goes away on its own. But Omer Elisha, Mode, the Lamacha, Lord Afka Beloge. Even Abaya would agree that if I have a wife, it doesn't go away without a get.
Because our implications are terrible.
Right. But 1 second. That's not a halachic reason.
I understand.
That's not a halachic reason. Tikkun Olam is not a halachic reason.
Yeah.
Right? It's a Gzeira. So we say, that'd be a crazy situation if you could do this. But what's the halachic reason why you can't? That's not a halachic reason, right? That's a practical reason. What's the halachic reason? If a kedusha goes away on its own, why not a wife? So the high new time. I'll tell you why. Bishum dekol kinyan she'eno olamis. Any kinyan that doesn't last forever, right? Kinyan peiros b'lechud mikri. It's called kinyan peiros. Just that's what it's called. Kidemuchach besof parakasholeach gabi mocher sada lechavero bisman sheyovel noeg. In the times of Yovel, you can never sell your field forever. No such thing as forever. There's no such thing as forever. Why? It goes back. No such thing as forever. Right? Hilkach gab. What? What? No exceptions. By fields. Yeah. The point is, you can't. They don't. They don't sell to your friend. You can't sell something to your friend and it doesn't. No such thing. So that's a model of something that doesn't last forever. Hilgach gavi hektish kiven devada chayel of hektish damim she'ena olamis. Same thing by hektish. Is it forever? No, because you can redeem it. You can redeem it. I donate my chair. Oh, that was a big mistake. I shouldn't have donated my chair. I want to get it back. Oh, I said, what do you donate the chair for? So I can redeem it. I might have to pay a fifth. I can redeem it back. Bedinhu nami detechel kedushas haguf lizman yedua bilvad. So too, you can be makdish something for a specific time, right? What? Correct. Shafilu lo tehe osa kedusha el kedushas damim hare matzinu de kedushas damim gabi hektish. He's just saying that when it comes to hektish, you have kedushas damim, kedushas guf. You have both. Aval isha. Given the ilo havi ishtu la'olam lo karni bekinyan aguf. It's impossible by a woman to do it any other way. It's impossible to be makdish a woman kedushas peiros. I'm marrying you, but only till tomorrow. There's no such thing. There's no such animal. There's no such no partial like that. By hektish there is, right? Everybody dies. Nobody lives forever. Right, but you ever hear? Right? Do you take this wife to be your love till death? Do you part? Right. That's your forever.
I don't say till tomorrow.
That you don't say till next week. It's your forever. Okay. Right? Yeah. There's no such thing. By hektish, there is such a thing. You can do it forever. You can do it. You can redeem it. You cannot redeem it. By wife, there's no such thing like this. The kinyan damim beisha lo ashkechan. There's no such thing. I'm going to marry my wife for a specific with kinyan damim. There's no such thing. It's not such thing. I can marry my wife for a specific time. It doesn't exist. Therefore, it's not a Kenyan guf.
How about a slave?
What?
How about a slave?
How about a slave? We didn't mention slaves today at that one time.
What?
We didn't mention slaves today at one time.
No, but that's a Kenyan guf that's up for a certain period of time.
Why? In Evan Kenani? You're not allowed to free them. In Evan Ibi's not a slave. Never is your master. Your master, not a slave. Ever Kenani, you're not even allowed to free them. It's an aveir if you free them. V'yesh lo zeh hochacha b'Yerushalmi. There's a riot like this. The garis hasav revo b'shem Yochanan. Hareza ola shloshim yom. Kol shloshim yom hareza ola. Lachas shloshim yom yotzel l'chulin me'ela. It can even go from ola to chulin. We've had ola to shlamin. It can even go ola to chulin. You bring it 30 days in ola. If not, you can even do such a thing like that. That makes sense why by kachim you can do such a thing. If you say to a woman, we're only married for 30 days, you know what the halach is? You're married forever. There's no such thing. Ma bein hektish, ma bein isha. What's the difference between hektish and a wife? Matzinu, hektish yotze below pidyon. Hektish can go out without a pidyon. Falo matzinu isha, yotze below get. There's no such thing as a divorcing woman without a get. Heichon matzinu, hektish yotze below pidyon. When does a hektish go out without a pidyon? How's that possible? I'll tell you how. Tiftar, I'll tell you how. Divri akol, but stay matne, by a field. Alma, dafil lamanda amar, kedushas haguf, paka bichti, b'isha modeh. Even if you hold, kedushas haguf goes out on its own, not a wife. Okay? So where do we all? Rav Nuna asked the kasha to Ula, how could you say that when you cut down a tree, the kedusha goes away by itself, where'd the kedusha go? Says Rav, what kind of kasha is that? What kind of kasha is that? Right? Oh, as a matter of fact, Rav Nuna made it even stronger. If you marry a woman, you can't undo that. So how could you undo the Kedusha on a tree? So says Rav, what kind of kasha is that? You can't compare Kedusha's Aguf to Kedusha's Damim. Kedusha's Aguf, it doesn't go away by itself. Kedusha's Damim, it does go away by itself. Says Abai, what are you talking about? Kedusha's Aguf also goes away by itself. Where? If a guy says, I mean, this month it's an Ola, and next month it's a Shlomim. Why? What about a wife? No, wife is totally different, says the Rav. Don't ask me about a wife. So where are we up to now? We're back to Akash on Rava. How can Rava make a distinction between Kedushas Aguf and Kedushas Damim? It's not a distinction. It's Pasha, not a distinction. Okay? So, you got that?
Yeah, isn't all this Akash on Rava,
it's an excellent question. That's an excellent question, and the Gemara is going to answer that question on another base. Right? So, Lachora, Bar Pada, and Rava are saying the exact same thing. That what? That you need more. That Bar Pada and Rav Nuna would say the same thing. That what? That Kedusha doesn't go away by itself. Which is exactly what Bar Pada said. Bar Pada said Kedusha does not go away by itself. right? You have to be poda it. Then, if you chop it down, you have to be poda it. Then the kedusha goes away, but it doesn't go away by itself, right? Excellent, good. So, how do we answer the question? No, hacha b'mayaskinon. You know what's going on over here? The Omar, a guy was makdish the animal l'demei. He was makdish it for, right? Really, kedushas haguf does not go away by itself. Over here in the Brisa, it was talking about the mayaskinon, the Omar l'demei. You're donating the animal for money, not for a carbon. How does that? How do you? What does that mean?
If I want,
you can donate things in two ways. You can donate a chair to the Bedek HaBayis, or you can donate an animal as a carbon. You can't donate a chair as a carbon. And if an animal doesn't have a mum, you can't donate it as Bedek HaBayis. Has to be a carbon. Has to be a carbon. Unless it's a zebra, or not a carbon animal. But if it's a carbon animal, you can't say that sheep should be Bedek HaBayis. No such thing. You're not allowed to do that. And by the same token, you can't say the chair should be a carbon. So what's going on over here? No, the animal had a mum. It had a mum. So, look at the Ran. The Ran...
How do you make an olah?
It's a good question. He's just talking. Kagon, hachanami da amar ludmi. It's the next Ran. Hachanami da amar ludmi. Kagon, da havi bal mum. It was a bal mum. The ilu, tam, if it was a tam, afilu la amar ludmi, Kodesh Kedushas HaGuf. Even if you said, I just want to donate it for money, let them sell it, it doesn't work. It becomes a carbon. Kaimalon Hamatvis Tamimin Lebedek HaBayis Midei Mizbeach Lo Yatzu. If you donate a Tamim to Bedek HaBayis, that doesn't work. It becomes a carbon. So, you asked a good question. This question is, what do you mean now it's an Olam HaShalom? The whole thing's up. So you're just talking. So that's why it's not even a kasha anymore. What? The Gemara's going to say, what's the chiddush? So, ihachi. Before the Gemara gets to that, aim a seifa. Look at the seifa of the Brisa. The seifa of the Brisa is exactly the same thing as the Risha, with different, but it said it backwards. It says like this. It says, la'acha lamed yom ola. After 30 days, it should be in ola. Ume'ach shav shlamim. But now it's a shlamim. So the Rosh says, the reason why he said it like this is because he wanted to say Ola first and Shlomim second. So in the first case, it was now it's an Ola, then it's a Shlomim. And in the second case, then it's a Ola, and now it's a Shlomim. It's the same thing, right? You just said it backwards to be parallel, the same. The difference here is, one difference, a Shlomim has lower Kedusha than an Ola. Right? So in the first case, you were going down. First it's an Ola, then it's a Shlomim. And in this case, you're going up. First it's a Shlomim, then it's an Ola. Okay? Now, it's the exact same case.
That's to make a difference. You can't
So we're going to see in a minute. So putting that one issue aside of going up and going down, it's the exact same case. So why on earth would the Brisa have the exact same case twice? In the Risha and the Seifa. The exact same case. So, Ihachi, Eim Seifa. Look at the Seifa. Lachad Lamed Yom, Ola. After 30 days, it'll be an Ola. The Achshav Shalom, now it's a Shalom. So, I understand if the ratio was, let's say, Kedushas HaGuf, meaning real Karbanos, a real Allah, and then a real Shlamim, and then what was the halacha? The halacha was that works, right? V'chada b'Kedushas Damim, and one was talking about a case of Kedushas Damim, that was, but the whole thing was had a mum, and for some reason you said some language that doesn't make sense, that what? It should be a Shlamim and then an Allah. No such thing. Higher the Ishmael Elotanel of its entirety. That's why you have to say it twice. Why? So I would think Kedushas HaGuf lo paka bichti. Kedushas HaGuf doesn't go away on its own. And Kedushas Damim paka bichti. And Kedushas Damim goes away on its own. Amtulachi tana tarti. That's why I have it twice. And then really, the truth is, let's go back for a minute. Go back to Ahmed Al for a second. Look at the Ran. It's the last Ran on the page. Iyam Rav Yishlom Chada BeKedushas Aguf VeChada BeKedushas Damim Hayne Tony Tarti Klomar the Tana Seifa Leglulei Reisha. The Seifa enlightens us about the Reisha. It's really a Lozu Avzu, right? If Kedushas Aguf goes away on its own, so for sure Kedushas Damim goes away. For sure, right? So I didn't have to. So the Mishnah always does that. It'll tell you a novel case and then tell you the obvious case. That's Tanakash. So, but I know why he says it twice. I know why he says it twice. Shelo Tomar, you shouldn't tell me. Dafka Kedushas Damim Paka Bichdi. Only Kedushas Damim goes away by itself, right? Kedushas Aguf Lo Paka. Kedushas Aguf does not go away by itself. Lachitani Tarti. That's why I have both. Lashme Inan. Dafilu Kedushas Aguf Paka Bichdi. And even Kedushas Aguf goes away on its own. Ella, who's Yidach. But according to who? Right? According to you, Rava, the Svirulach, the Kedushas Aguf, Lo Paka Bechdi, the Kedushas Aguf does not go away on its own. Right? How do we know that? Because you have to come up with some other way to explain this, to say, no, it's like Kedushas Damim. Kedushas Aguf does not go away on its own. Mukbis La Bekachim Dam Tarti Lamali. Why didn't they say it twice? Why is the Mishnah saying this twice? Why is this Brisa saying the exact same case twice? If Kedushas Aguf does not go away on its own. Right? Ella E Amrit, back in the Gemara, I'm in the fourth line. Ella E Amrit, Edi V'Edi, Kedushas Damim, if they're both holding by Kedushas Damim. Why? Because Rava holds that Kedushas Aguf does not go away on its own. You must be podit. Then why is the Mishnah saying it twice? Lomale Lemisi Tarti. Why say it twice? Hashta, Yesh Lomar, Mikedush. You want to tell me, Mikedusha Chamura, Mikedusha Kala, Paka. If you go from a higher level of Kedusha to a lower level, it goes away. So Mikedusha Kala, Mikedusha Chamura, Tzricha L'Neymar?
Pshita.
What? Yeah. I need to tell me that? So therefore what? So where do we end off? Right? Obviously, it must be, Rav is wrong. It must be that Kedusha has Guf, goes away on its own. Has to be that way. Why would the Brisa say twice? If it's only Kedushas Damim, why is the Brisa going to say twice Kedushas Damim goes away by itself? Why? It must be it's Kedushas Aguf. I have no other way to explain it. Okay? Now that we see.
Therefore,
Rav is wrong.
No,
therefore, Kedushas Damim.
It makes sense if it's Kedushas Aguf. I don't get it.
Because why is the Brisa saying anything twice?
And the fact that it says twice now.
Once to tell me Kedushas Aguf, and once to tell me Kedushas Damim.
Why is Ola Kedushas Aguf, and why is one more Kedushas Aguf?
They're both, what do you mean?
Ola is Ola, Shlomo is Ola, whatever.
Right.
So why is one considered dumb and why...
Because one, the animal didn't have a mum, and still can go off by its own, it still works, I make it an Ola, then a Shlomo, it still goes on its own, and one is where it had a mum. So what are you saying? Just words. But the point is, the Kedushas can go away. So if you're talking about Kedushas, only Kedushas Damim, why is the Brisa saying the same thing twice? It must be once talking about Kedushas Aguf. That's a big chiddush. Kedushas Aguf, and I didn't even have to mention Kedushas Damim. Right? So therefore, Rava must be wrong. Kedushas Aguf can go away on its own. Rava said it can't. Now, the Gemara asks David's question. What about Bar Pada? Bar Pada said the same thing as Rava. Our Pada said that when you cut down the tree, you have to redeem it. What do you see? Kedushas Aguf doesn't go away on its own. That's not really Kedushas Aguf, is it?
No,
right? So now the Gemara asks, Lema Tehevet Yufta de Bar Pada. Let's say there's a kash on Bar Pada. The Amar, Lo Paka Kedusha Bechdi. That Kedusha doesn't go away on itself. Right? But by the way, the Brisa said both don't go away by itself. Not Kedushas Damim and not Kedushas Aguf. So what was Bar Pada talking about? One of them, at least one of them, probably Kedushas Damim, because it was a tree, right? Some Kedushas Damim. So it went away by itself. Bar Pada said it can't. So, Amar, what?
That's a different case.
Exactly. So Amar of Papa, what's the case? What's the difference? Amar Lach Bar Pada. Hachika Amar. Bar Pada is going to have to reinterpret the Brisa, because the Brisa is the problem. The Brisa we prove, a guy says, today it's an Ola, and tomorrow it's a Shlamim. That works. That's Chal. It will be today Shlamim, and today an Ola, and tomorrow it's Shlamim. Or it has a Mum. So today it's a carbon, and tomorrow it's not a carbon. That works. Now, according to Bar Pada, that can't work. So Bar Pada is going to reinterpret the Brisa. How's he going to do that? Hachika Amar. Here's how we're going to have to explain the Brisa. The only one we have to explain is the Sefer. Why? Because the Reisha could be talking about Kedushas Haguf. That he's not talking about. What about Kedushas Damim? Right? Im lo omar me'achshav shlamim. If I don't say from now, it should be a shlamim. Rather, it should be a ola in 30 days. In other words, what you said was, he's changing the case. He's saying, this animal should be an ola starting in 30 days.
But what's it now, shlamim?
Now it's nothing. He's taking out that line. He's changing it. What's he changing the case to? The animal. What?
What's the difference?
Now there's no redemption.
There's no
redemption. What do you say? All you said was this animal should become kadosh in 30 days from now.
So what's
that's the Gemara's answer to that question. It's pshita.
Yeah.
It's pshita. The Gemara's answer that question in a second. Midi dahavi is just like ha'amar leisha. A guy says to a woman, his kadashti li lachalam yom. Be married to me within 30 in 30 days. Not now. In 30 days from now. The mikudesh says, You're married. Afal pi shenazaklu hamos. Even if the money's gone, she spent it already. Does she have to have the money sitting there for 30 days? She does not. Right? She does not have to have the money sitting here for 30 days. Right? So. What? However, Bar Poda would say, if somebody would say that today it should be an ola shlomim and tomorrow it should be an ola, it would not turn into an ola. It would remain a shlomim. Why? Because kedusha doesn't go away by itself. That he would say that. He changed the brisa and shouldn't say that. Right?
Could you read it again? The other side of the brisa, what did he change?
He's changing it just to a simple case. A guy says, "Your ola im lo amar meyachshav shlamim." If you didn't say from today, from now it should be a shlamim, then la'achar lamed yom ola havi, it should be an ola in 30 days. In other words, what you said was this animal should be an ola in 30 days. Midi dahavi, just like Homalisha, his kadash lacha lama yom kadashes. You should be married within 30 days. You're married, not today. I know. Afal pisha zaklomos. Even if the money has been spent.
So what is it now?
What?
Nothing.
Okay. Nothing now.
He didn't say shlomo.
No. He knows. He took out the words. Right. So the next words are pshita. It's obvious. It's obvious. What kind of quick? What's the case now? What did the Brisa tell me? That if a guy goes over to an animal and says, you should be an ola within 30 days, it's chal?
After 30 days.
It's chal? What did the Brisa for that?
Right.
I go to a lady. Here's a ring. In 30 days, we're married. What happens within, during those 30 days?
Okay.
What happens if someone else gives her a ring? That's all complicated things.
Yeah.
But putting all that aside, it works.
Right.
It's a pshita, no? Now, the reason Bar Pada had to say this was to get out of the problem that Kedusha goes away by itself. So he changed the whole thing. The whole Brisa has been changed. Right? To make it make sense for him. Fine, I got that. The problem is pshita, it's obvious. Says the Ran, why is it pshita? It's a huge chiddush. Look at the Ran. The Ran says pshita. Klomar, pshita, the mahani ki hasam. Of course this works. Lamali lamisti, tana lamashmian. What do I need a price for this? This is like the olive base of Kedushin, right? Vim tomar, maika makasha pshita. What kind of question is that pshita? Adarabba, tzricha rabba, it's a huge chiddush. Why? The hasam afal pishin is akla hamos. Where's the money? The money's long been spent. Women don't hold on to money; they spend it. It's long over. You come back 30 days later. Where's the ring? I sold it. Sold it? And he's still married? It's a huge chiddush, right? Mikol makom hoika gaba shibud de kesef. Damrin and hasam perka omer hani zuzi. This money lav lemilva damian. What the Ran is saying is, when you give a woman money and you say we're married in 30 days from now, and she spends the money, you're still married. Why? Because the giving her of the money 30 days ago was considered something chashuv. But what if you gave her a star? V'nikra hashtar kodem lamed, and she ripped it up. And you come back and where's the star? I threw that in the garbage a long time ago. You know what? Ainu mekadeshes. You're not married. Mishum dechichayla kedushe lekashtara. When at the time of the marriage there is no shtar. At the time of the marriage there's no money. That's okay.
She bet the
Exactly. That's okay. That's what he said. The money is a shibuda. It was an indebtment, and you gave her a debt. It's like an indebtment. You indebted yourself to her by giving her money. Aye, she spent it. That's all right. That's all right. Not by shtar. So, okay, so it's a big chiddush. Right?
But one second, but she spent it. You don't have shava pruta.
What?
She doesn't have shava pruta.
You gave her the shava pruta.
Yeah. No, but she spent it.
That's exactly the point. She spent it already. Why did she spend it? Because you gave it to her. So that giving to her is Mekadosh a woman. You're allowed to be Mekadosh a woman with money. It's not here now. That's all right. A shtar would not be all right. The shtar's got to be present. But that's exactly the chiddush. So when the Gemara says pshita, the Gemara says, what do you mean pshita? That's a huge chiddush. I wouldn't have said this. That the money can be all spent and it's still good?
How about if he says, with the money I gave you a month ago?
That's the Gemara asked that question. That's the Gemara asked that question.
But if the
star
got stolen, or...
So then, don't lose your star. Don't lose it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you got burned in the fire.
So then you're not going to be married. Then let them give her another one.
You'll have to suffer it.
Right. V'achanami, kiva de b'dibur de alma akdisha. Here you're just marrying her with words, right? Kichayel hektish lese l'dibure. V'achanami, kiva de b'dibur de alma akdisha. Kichayel hektish lese... I'm not sure what that means. The Gemara answers, V'yesh lomar, da'amaskana samich, da'amar, oh, so the same question is by the same question is by Hektish. Right? What, one second.
You mean by Dabin?
What? No. So the Gemara answers, so the Ran answers, V'yesh lomar, da'amaskana samich, we're going to say in a minute, da'amar, da'amirasa l'gvoa, kimisirasa lehedyot. Just talking to Hektish is considered a kinyan. Just say, I'm donating that animal. It's like a kinyan. If I say to you, I'm giving you a dollar, and I don't give you the dollar, you can't come, hey, you owe me a dollar, I'm going to take you to Bezdin. No, I didn't do anything. Words don't matter. Not by Hektish. By Hektish, words matter. So we're going to give that answer in a minute. That's going to answer this question. So therefore, it's pshita. So, pshita. So the Gemara says, no. Lo nitzricha dehadar bay. No, you retracted. Right?
Okay.
The case of Hektish. I donate that animal and I retract. I made a mistake. I should never have done that. I retracted. Therefore, what? That.
You just said you can't come to Iran, you can't do that.
What?
Come to Iran, you just said you can't do that.
Exactly. It's exactly the point. It's exactly the Chiddush. You can't do that.
Right.
Now, Hadi Chalamanda Amar Eino Chazerif. That only makes sense according to the one who says you can't retract. There's a machlokas about this somewhere else. But the one who says you can retract, what are you going to say? You're allowed to retract. So the Gemara answers, that, by the way, the case of retracting is by kedushin, by marriage. Even if you hold that by a wedding, by a marriage, you can retract, here it's different. Why is it different? When you say, I'm going to donate this animal, it's a kinyan. And you know what? A kinyan you can't retract. You can only retract words. You can't retract the kinyan.
The homosexual was saying the dharma is words do matter. I'm saying always
they
have a
hektish.
You know what I mean?
By hektish, they matter so much that you can't even take it back.
What?
You could make for a
nether. Maybe. So let's look at the Ran, the bottom Ran. Even if you hold, we'll get the condition. We'll do how do you retract a marriage? How do you do that? But even if you hold, you can do that. Here you can't. Why can't you? Because once you say I'm going to be makdish that animal, boom, it's like a kinyan. You can't retract a kinyan. I can't give you a gift and say I want it back. Vim tomar. But I said it's not chal till 30 days. So why can't I take it back now before 30 days? The nihi, the mirinam b'ksuvos ubimetzia moshach para zu. I transfer this animal to you. V'lo tiknelach ad la'achar shloshim. And I say to you, we make the kinya now. But I say it's not going to be chal till 30 days from now, right? If the animal's in Rishus of nobody, it's in some swamp, it doesn't belong to you. I made a kid 30 days ago. Where is it now? So that's true. But if it's in my possession, then it does become yours. Why? Because you made the kid 30 days ago. What do you see? then you can get out of it. Depends where it is. You can get out of it. That's as long as it didn't retract. It's true. We made a Kenyan. It's like a Kenyan is today, just by talking. However, can I retract? Why can't I retract? The answer is you can't. V'yesh Omar, d'chi Amir on Kim Yisrael, so lehed yod, b'kinyin mamish lehed yod k'omar. K'man d'omar, me'achshav, u'lachash loshim yom, k'omar, d'lo mazik hadar bay. In other words, you can't retract. It has much more teeth, and you can't retract. So we answered everybody, right? What? Pretty much no. There's a machlokas in Barpada and Ula, and everything else is pretty much not a machlokas. Right? Pretty much not. Tomorrow, we're going to talk more. We didn't finish this topic. We're not going to finish this topic until the Mishnah. Tomorrow's famous Ran tomorrow. A famous Ran about what happens when you marry a woman, when you give a ring to a woman and Tehri Amukadesh. Very famous. It's a world famous Ran. That's tomorrow.
Top ten Ran,
that's for sure. And it's going to be about Bar Pada and retracting and marriage and kedushin and kachim, all these things from today. All right.
Well, hang on one second.
Yeah.
If he says, I'm giving this in 30 days. And
so the halacha is, it's as if you gave it already today. Happens to be this is 30 days. Animal sitting around.
So it's a
what happens if it's a mom? What happens if someone steals it? All these questions I don't know. The point is, you can't retract. That's the point. What happens if something else comes along? Like the same with a woman. You give a woman a ring, it's chal in 30 days. So what happens if someone else comes along and gives her a ring? Did that guy come before you? I don't know the answer to that question. The point is, you can't retract. That's for purposes of today. You can't do anything. You're stuck. What about someone else? I don't know. Okay, so we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.